Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Dirt Alert time. We're going to get you caught up to date with all the shenanigans happening in Hollywood. Hello again, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason and Alexis. Except these shenanigans are happening across the pond. Where Kate Middleton, otherwise known as Catherine, the Princess of Wales, is apologizing today for doctoring a photo of her with her three children, which was published yesterday in celebration of Mother's Day over in the UK. That photo was recalled by several news agencies yesterday after they determined the image had been manipulated, a.k.a. Photoshop. And Kensington Palace didn't want to answer to any of those accusations. Now, we all know that there have been tons of conspiracy theories following Kate Middleton around after her abdominal surgery in January, where she hasn't been really making any statements. Kensington Palace hasn't been making any statements. And, lots of people looking at that photo and being like, okay, a little Photoshop. What's going on with the leaves and the tree? Well, Catherine says this: like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. Because in that sharing of the photograph on social media, they were not addressing any of the conspiracy theories or any of the speculation around Kate Middleton's health. It was just like, see, happy Mother's Day. But the subtext of the image was, see, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am not one that wears aluminum foil on my head.
No, we gave you the tinfoil hat from the old Colleen Bradley.
It doesn't fit. I know it doesn't fit.
All right.
Lex and I have very large physical heads.
That's true. I neglected that.
Yeah. however, this smells to me.
Oh.
This smells
What's going
like
on?
A little bit of old sea bass.
Yeah. Ooh, a little orange ruffy.
Yeah.
Smelling a little stinky. Now, Jason, to your point, there is a legitimate stink around this, only because this isn't like the internet going around with conspiracy theories and looking at the photo and calling it out. This is the Associated Press. This is Reuters. This is French photo news agencies. These are the gold standards of journalistic integrity. And their editors determined that the photo showed an inconsistency in alignment of Princess Charlotte's left hand. You can see that. Some sloppy Photoshop going on there. And, Kensington Palace being cagey with their response. They're like, well, William took it last week in Windsor at the cottage.
Uh-huh.
But then,
sure he did.
Yeah, but folks are also pointing out that, you know, usually it's Kate doing the photography. Also, people looking at, I don't know how the flowers are blooming at Windsor Castle, but those are some aggressive green leaves on the tree. That's what the internet is going with, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we expect a little bit of Photoshop, to filter it.
Yes.
I just think we just have to assume that. Yeah. Now, is it questioning when it was taken? Okay, I can see that, but for the things for her to address, it's just odd that she's even addressing it. She doesn't address much.
See, I don't think it's odd that the photo would be Photoshopped.
Right.
What I find odd is that Princess Kate is familiar with Facetune or Photoshop. She ain't on Adobe.
We don't know that, Jace. We don't know that.
Yes, we do. She ain't on Adobe. She ain't proficient in Adobe. Illustrator. I mean, Princess.
You know, between royal visits, she might be. She might be. You know, editing up some stuff.
Or if she is familiar with Photoshop and the whole Adobe Creative Suite, let's just assume that she has a subscription to this.
Okay.
Okay.
She should be better.
She should be better.
She should be better.
That's what I'm saying. She should be better. Don't. You're putting out this photograph to subtextually address the controversy that you're not doing well, and then you put out this sloppy photo for Mother's Day.
Don't you have people for that?
Thank you. Wouldn't you just take a little look?
That's what I'm saying. She ain't sitting at Panera. She ain't on Facetune at Panera.
So either she is or she isn't. But either way, it's all messy.
It's very messy.
So what does that mean, though? Is it that she's
something messy's happening?
Is she just being careless, or is it?
Oh. They need to bring the queen back. That's what they need to do.
Good luck with that. Camilla? Which queen are we talking about?
The other queen. We need her back.
I just think you should go out, take her smartphone, make a little video. Hey, everybody, I'm fine. I'm healing. That's it. But maybe that's not the case.
I don't know.
And that's where we're getting all confused.
We're going to take a break. Oscar Monday continues right after this.